All right, Swain, here we are, mate. We are back again for another Life in the Peloton Chronicles. More to the point, we're back having a chat. Swain, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good, bud. Yeah, I'm very excited about this one. Finally talking about something I can really get behind, sauna. None of this cycling stuff, you know? So, yeah, I can't wait to hop in. There's just so many cool things about this topic that, I don't know, I hope people are half as interested in this stuff as we are. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Well, I think we should probably introduce what we're talking about. You and I both know what we're talking about because we've just done a deep dive into it. But what we're doing, everyone out there, is sauna life. You've seen the topic. It is this thing, I guess, in Australia, and I'm only going to speak from what you've told me in Canada, it's sort of coming to life over the world, but it is something that's happened, especially in, you know, the old worlds of Europe, up in, especially in Scandinavia, for years. It's part of their tradition. But now suddenly we're all tapping into it, like, oh, this is a great new thing, you know? For something for you and me, it has been part of our life for a long time, you know, for me when I was a young kid, and we'll get into that later, but I think it was really interesting for me because there was an element sort of 10 years ago where it became a bit more of a open thing in the professional cycling world. People were like, have you heard of this thing, sauna? You can, you know, sweat and things like this, you know?
I love that in one of your interviews, you actually brought that up, how it was kind of a, like, if you were doing sauna, like in those early years when we were first both over in Europe, people were kind of like, what's wrong with this guy? What's he doing? You know, like the Euros are looking at you like, what are you doing?
You're not on holiday here. You know, I was doing it sometimes when I was in these hotels because it'd be like great saunas in there. No one's using them. I'm like, hey, you'd almost sneak off down to the sauna without anyone knowing. You're like, I'm not going to tell anyone I went and had a sauna today because it was a bit frowned upon, wasn't it? It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was nothing like going on a Parmesan cheese tour during the Giro d'Italia on your rest day, like a certain Mitch Docker I know. But yeah, it was getting
well,
close.
Well, we're in Parma. Why am I going to turn down that opportunity? We had a rest day. We had a whole day. That's a story for another time. Look, we probably should let you guys sit back and listen, learn, enjoy, whatever.
Sounds good, mate. All right, sitting down with my old friend, Marsh Cooper. Marsh and I used to race on the greatest Canadian team ever, Symmetrics. And we spent a lot of years, you know, bashing around in South America and all these wild places. And that's definitely stories for another time. But Marsh, after his cycling career, he ended up marrying a Finnish gal and moved to Finland and immersed himself in that world over there. And the Finns, they are massively into sauna. Like it is just a way of life there. And I thought, wow, this would be the perfect guy to talk to about sauna life and sauna culture, because it's something in the Western, you know, like, well, just say in Canada or in Mitch's case, Australia, it's definitely not a thing, you know? And so Marsh, tell us a bit about life over there and basically that transition to, you know, the sauna life in Finland.
Sure. Yeah. Well, firstly, it's nice to be here on the podcast, and sauna is a big thing where, you know, in Helsinki, where I'm from, and it's been a big part of the reason that I've enjoyed living there, actually. So I originally went to Finland as an exchange student in university, and I was trying to orientate to this new place and figure out what are the places for me here. And there's this beautiful public sauna on a lake there, and I walked out to it, and you just see all these people walking between this super hot sauna into the lake and sitting down and just relaxing. And you know, the first time you see it, it's you're a bit taken aback and even intimidated, you know. But once you jump into it and you kind of get into the rhythm, and you find that there's a tranquility that comes with it. And I think that part becomes pretty addictive, actually.
Well, Sprousey, it's been a while since we've got to catch up, and I think this is perfect to talk about one of my favourite topics, saunas. Are you a sauna man? Let's start off with that.
I am. I love sauna. In fact, you get a lot of people talking about the benefits of heat versus cold or doing both. I hate cold. Absolutely. That doesn't mean it doesn't have its place, but just me personally, I'd rather be in a hot sauna any day. I had one in my house for years, but we sold it a few years back with the intention of putting in a barrel sauna outside. Mm. It hasn't happened yet, but it's high on my list.
Oh, well, maybe this is going to be the kickstart. You're going to get your head back in that headspace. Probably it's already in there anyway, but now it's going to put that extra bit of pressure. Let's talk saunas. Let's talk about, I want to get a little bit of data from you and understand a little bit what is going on when we jump into the sauna. Let's talk about, first of all, what actually happens to our bodies when they heat up, you know, on a sort of a more science side of things.
Yeah. So a lot of the physiological responses that occur to heat are pretty similar to exercise. So your heart rate goes up, your blood vessels, the vasculature vasodilates, it gets bigger, especially those vessels near the skin. And the reason why is it's trying to move some of that heat to the skin so it can then be dissipated as you sweat, cooling the skin, getting that heat out. So on a more of a macro level, it's really that response to a raised internal temperature that is very similar to a bout of exercise, kind of mild to moderate endurance type exercise. On a cellular level, there are various stresses that occur and then responses to those stresses. So some listeners may have heard of heat shock proteins, which are just that. They're proteins that are released that cause a physiologic response downstream on a cellular level that can be beneficial. That gets pretty deep, and we can get into that. Mm. But I wanted to just kind of start off with the idea that there's that macro effect of the body heating up, having to deal with that heat. And then there's the kind of hormonal or cellular effect that happens on a smaller scale, but still important.
Look at that. You can hear it. This is the first. This is an absolute first recording in a sauna in Lancefield. Even better. I'm sitting here with Johnny Simpson, the mastermind behind these amazing saunas, the man behind Hello Sauna.
Thank you very much. What an introduction. That is.
This is so cool. I couldn't believe it. I get this weird message from someone on my Instagram. Hey, mate. Yeah, I think you're into saunas. I'm building saunas in Lancefield, and do you want to come down and have a sweat with me one time? Couldn't believe it. I was just like, who is this person playing with my mind? Because like, that is a dream scenario in a town of 2,000 people that we've got a beautiful wood-fired sauna.
I know. How good is it? We've got, we saw the van, we saw the life in the Peloton van, and we thought, who is this guy? Who is this enigma? Mitch Docker. So we...
He's got to be into saunas.
He has to be. Has to be. So yeah, it all worked out for the best. And yeah, we've been having a few sweats lately, haven't we?
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, is the making of this beautiful sauna that we're sitting in. This is number two. Have you made a name for this?
For this particular one? Well, at the time of the sort of inception of the idea, I was reading a book about Ernest Shackleton, and so he took this ship Endurance across to Antarctica, and everyone probably knows the story, so we decided to call this one Endurance. So this kind of goes with how long can you last in here, and yeah, that's the name of it.
And it's quite the opposite to Endurance, because this puppy, it's about, how would you describe the size of this? It's probably, what is it, 2 meters by three? Is that right? Or 1.5 by three?
Yeah, it's a little bit shorter than that. It's probably a meter and a half wide. So the best way is, it's a horse float. We bought this horse float, and we ripped it all out, stripped it out, and converted it into a sauna. The kind of beginning of it was, we went back to Scotland. My wife and I went back to the UK, and my mum, she's really keen on wild swimming, So she goes for swims in the North Sea, and she booked us into this sauna by the sea experience. And we thought, okay, we'll come along. She knew that I had an interest in saunas previously, so we went and I thought, this is just an awesome idea. Being able to have the window on the side, look out, have the view of the ocean, have 15, 20 minutes heat up, and then it gives you that bravery to go for a swim in the cold water. And I thought, Australia, they kind of lied to me in the brochure. Australia's freezing cold for like 70% of the year, especially Victoria. So we decided to... that was kind of my excuse to build a sauna, because we already had the infrared one, and I said to my wife, Claire, look,
it's a waste of time.
If I build a sauna, you know, maybe we can hire it out and we can maybe try and recoup some of the money of the spend, because it's a very expensive process. So managed to convince Claire, and the rest is history. We've built two now. We've been down at Torquay, used it down at the beach, and we're just trying to work our way through the minefield that is councils and get permits organised so that we can return and get back down there and get using it.
Well, you spoke like you'd sort of built one before, but from what it sounds and from what I know about you, you sat in a sauna. You're a chippy by trade, a carpenter.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I want to get into. I want to get into today is building one of these things, because I think everyone out there is like, great, it'd be awesome to have a sauna at my own house. Run us through the building of a sauna and like that idea for you when you went from, this idea, I want to build a sauna, to actually building one.
Yep. So there's a guy, Lewis Jenkinson, in the UK who builds mobile saunas. And there's a really, he's got this video, it's like an hour long, really in-depth detail about exactly how to do it and the things to watch out for and things to consider. So sort of watched that a couple of times, and being a carpenter, it's pretty basic, you know, depending on, unless you don't have to be as ornate as this particular sauna. If you want to build a square box, it's pretty easy. You just got to consider, you know, a few key things when you're framing it up. Your insulation is key. You want to make sure that all the products that you use are able to withstand the temperatures, and you want to have a vapor barrier inside your frame, and then batten on the outside of that vapor barrier to allow about a 20 mil cavity between the vapor barrier and the back of the cedar or whatever timber you decide to use to build your sauna out of. There's a lot of things to consider, but those are the basics. And yeah, you can, we've done it with this horse float. I think you just about do it with anything of the right size, you know.
Well, there you go, guys. A cheeky snippet from the second episode from the Life in the Peloton Chronicles that we have for the Pelo members. If you want to hear the full episode of that, it's a big boy. You've got to sign up to the Pelo, either up in the Echelon or back in the Doom Line. Whatever you decide, you are going to get to hear these episodes. We also released the first episode, Making It, which is a fantastic episode as well. Guys, I want to get you across to hear more pods. If you're interested in that, and lots more on offer for the members as well, get across to lifeinthepeloton.com and check it out, The Pelo. Sign up for the Doom Line or the Echelon, the upper tier, and join the membership, the club. I'd love to see you across there, guys. I hope you enjoy the podcast. And if you want more, like I said, get across and sign up. And there is more coming this year too. So guys, thanks for listening, and I'll see you across in the Echelon.